The Industrial Society presents a sales training film strip entitled How to Lose a Customer. This is the story of Mr. and Mrs. Jones, who came to live in Newchester and went shopping in the High Street on their first Saturday morning. Mr. Jones had to find a shop that could do something about his fountain pen, which had been dropped during the move and wouldn't write. He saw this nice-looking shop window and went in. Let him tell you how he got on.
The pen counter was just inside the shop. It looked rather untidy, but after all, the girl might have been rearranging her stock. But when I came to look at her, she looked untidy too. Her dress, her hair, and her hands. But even if you do sell fountain pens, there's no reason why you should have ink all over your fingers, is there? Well, I went over and told her about the pen and how it wouldn't flow. She looked as if it made her miserable just to see it.
Well, I can't promise that we'll be able to do anything about it. I've never seen that kind before. You can leave it if you like. I dare say it'll take 3 weeks, though. It'll have to be sent away.
I see. Very well. I gave her my name and address. I'd better have something to write with while it's gone. She waited for me to suggest something. I picked up a shilling ballpoint from the next counter, and it was then that I saw the typewriter. Just what I'd been wanting, if it wasn't too expensive. That typewriter, how much is it?
I'm afraid I don't know. It's not my stock.
Oh, well, could you find out for me? She went off without a word and returned in 2 minutes.
It's £25.10,
she said, and looked at me as if I couldn't hope to save that amount in a lifetime. Well, perhaps she was right. I couldn't really afford it. But I had to have a map. Can I get a map of the district here?
A map?
Why should anyone want a map of this district? Her face said.
Well, if we had any, it would be down the other end of the shop.
She jerked her head to indicate the direction.
But Mr. Jones decided not to face the possibility that the assistants on the stationery counter might be just as depressing as the girl looking after the pens. He decided to find his way round without a map for the moment and went off to meet his wife. It appeared that Mrs. Jones had fared no better. Mr. Jones took the half-empty shopping basket.
You didn't buy much, dear.
I don't think they wanted me to. I'll have to find a better shop before next week.
Let's ask Mrs. Jones what happened when she set out to buy the week's groceries.
Well, I saw this well-stocked shop on the corner and thought, this is the one for me. And I went in. I must admit I was a bit less impressed when I got inside. The girl behind the counter gave me what I can only describe as a pretty hostile look, and although there was no one else at her counter just then, she appeared to be in a dreadful hurry.
Yes?
I'd like some delectable marmalade, please.
Haven't got any delectable.
Well, what other kinds have you?
Sunripe.
All right. Sunripe will do. Oh, yes. And a pound of granulated.
No pounds, only twos.
Oh, I really only wanted one. She stared at me and waited for me to make up my mind. I decided not to have the 2 pounds of sugar, but told her that I wanted some custard powder.
What salt?
Oh, Lester's, please.
Small one?
No, I think I'll have a large tin. Oh, yes, and some tin fruit.
What kind? Sold out of peaches.
Oh, loganberries?
They're 2 and 3 a tin.
Well, I still want a tin. And have you any tin cream?
No, out of tin cream.
Evaporated milk?
What salt?
Oh, just a small one, and I want some eggs.
Other side. Anything else?
There were plenty of other things I knew I wanted, but I couldn't think of a single thing at that moment. What an appalling assistant. So I said, no, nothing else just now, thank you.
4 and 9 pence halfpenny. Pound note? Haven't you got anything smaller?
No, I'm very sorry, I haven't. She started muttering to herself.
Oh, pound notes today. Oh, I don't know why. Have you got the coppers?
I had got the coppers and gave them to her. She didn't waste any more time on me.
4, 9 and a half, 20. You next.
Bad luck, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Neither Osborne's nor Martin's is always as bad as that. You both happened to go in at times when these two unsatisfactory assistants were taking over during holidays. If you'd gone in the week before, I guarantee everything would have been much more satisfactory. Let's see what might have happened. Here's Mr. Jones again.
Well, now, as I was saying, I saw this nice-looking shop and went in. The pen counter was just inside the shop, looking very smart and well-stocked. Behind the counter was a young lady assistant, looking equally smart and only too pleased to serve me. She took the pen and looked at it.
We don't actually carry spares for this one, sir, but if you'd like to leave it with me, I'll get in touch with the manufacturers and see what we can do for you. We'll try not to keep it too long.
She made a note of my name and address.
I expect you've got a pen to use in the meantime, Mr. Jones.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was thinking of picking up one of those cheap little ballpoints.
Oh, yes. We have a big stock of those on the next counter, in all colours. But would you let me show you something I think you'd like much better? They came in yesterday.
I tell you, she was so proud of her stock that I couldn't resist having a look at them, whatever they were.
These new ballpoints. They have a safety clip, and they come in lovely colours. And they're so slender and short. It's a pleasure to write with them. Try one, sir.
I tried a silver grey one. She was quite right. It was very nice indeed. Good style, too. How much?
Exactly one guinea.
Well, I hadn't meant to spend anything like that, but I took a fancy to the pen. I decided to treat myself. I bought it. It was while she was putting it in a box that I saw the typewriter. Just exactly the kind of thing I'd been wanting for a long time, for my odd bits of writing. How much is that little typewriter?
Oh, that one? Yes. Oh, it's a beautiful machine and so light. I'll get it down for you, sir, and you can see for yourself what a lovely model it is. Perhaps you care to try it.
She put it on the counter.
You see, it has this wonderfully light carrying case and a good tabulating key, adjustable touch, and it costs £25.10. I'll put some paper in for you.
You're going to a lot of trouble. I can't do anything about it just now.
That's all right, sir.
So I tried it. It certainly was a fine little machine. I'd like to think about it and come in next week, I told her.
Certainly, sir.
Oh, yes. Do you sell a map of the district?
Yes, we do. You'll find several very good maps at the end of the shop. I'll take you over.
Well, I got a fine map and went off with my new pen, wondering how soon I could manage to afford the typewriter. I ran into my wife and took her load of groceries. I say, you've had a good morning.
Yes, I have. I found a marvellous little shop down the road.
But let Mrs. Jones tell us about it herself.
Well, I saw this pleasant shop on the corner and thought I'd try it. It was just as good inside.
Good morning, madam. Lovely day.
Yes, isn't it? Have you any delectable marmalade?
Delectable? I'm so sorry. I'm right out. I've got Sunripe or Dorset and several kinds of jelly marmalade, but perhaps you prefer the thick.
Sunripe will do, I think, and a pound of granulated.
I'm so sorry, madam. We're out of ones. Would you like 2 pounds? It's a little cheaper to buy the two.
All right, I'll have two and some custard powder, please.
Do you prefer any particular brand, madam? We have our own pack now, 1 3 a tin. Would you like to try it?
Yes, all right, and I want some tin fruit.
Oh, yes, what would you like? Apricots, plums, gooseberries, strawberries, pears, pineapple?
Have you any loganberries?
Yes, madam. The 16-ounce size is 2 3. How about some evaporated milk?
Oh, yes, just a small one, please, and a dozen eggs.
I'll get those for you from the other side.
I realised that this was quite an unusual piece of service. I asked her how much it all came to.
2 3, 4 shillings, 6 5, please, madam.
I gave her a pound note and was prepared to go then, but she reminded me.
Salt, pepper, biscuits, bread?
No, thank you. Oh, yes, biscuits. Half of cheese assorted, and that reminds me. I want some cheese.
That's just over the other side, madam. We've a very good English cheddar. That's 7 10 halfpenny. 8 shillings, 10 shillings, 15 shillings, 1 pound. Thank you very much, madam. Good morning.
Well, there it is. But that's only what might have happened. 2 enthusiastic, new and satisfied customers. What did happen, you saw in the first 2 scenes. Now, what went wrong in these 2 shops on that first Saturday morning? What advice would you give the first 2 sales assistants?